Hello, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff in the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute Stanley Cup Finals Edition. I cannot believe I'm actually saying that now. Well, today we're going to do a preview between the two teams, Dallas Stars and the Tampa Bay Lightning. There is actually quite a bit of underlying storylines here. And I'd like to go over a few of those that are happening. Okay, number one, these franchises are both the same age. They were both formulated in 1993. Dallas Stars were at one time the Minnesota North Stars, so they've actually had the franchise a little bit longer, but we got the franchise here in 1993. Tampa Bay opened theirs in 1993. So, we're both very young hockey clubs, and one of the wonderful things that I love, Gary Bettman, the commissioner from the NHL, that's one of his loves is, you know, hockey is for everyone, hockey is for everywhere, and I know for the longest time, you know, we were not considered a hockey town, we were not someone that you would think about, you know, being in the Stanley Cup Finals. I mean, we won one in 99, we went back in 2000, and we lost to the Jersey Devils in 2000. So, here's another interesting side note. Rick Bowness, our head coach, has been an assistant coach under John Cooper, which is the head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning. So, we got an assistant head coach against the head coach of the Lightning. You know, although, you know, Rick Bowness has been in this business for over 30 years. And, you know, he's had a couple of head coaching jobs. But he's always seemed to kind of keep coaching and likes to stay under the radar. And now for the first time in his life, he's coaching a team in the Stanley Cup Final. There is a lot of stuff going on in my head right now, so just bear with me when I'm talking about the various ideas and things that are happening considering these games. You know, actually, my roommate and I were talking about goaltending, and I'm going to give my utmost opinion on this, and I'm sure that people will be listening, and this may be something that you guys can talk around the water cooler at work, so to speak. Anton Hudobin has been incredible for us, getting us here. And I'm an advocate for him playing through the series, and you need to, you know, play the hot hand. But, you know, we kept hearing Ben Bishop was unfit to play. But we never heard he was completely out. I mean, he came back in Game 5 of the Colorado series, and he played awful, but the consensus from everyone, coaching staff and players, was we just didn't play a great game for him. Well, you're playing great for Anton, so I don't know why you would change now. But, you know, my roommate and I were talking, and you know, Ben Bishop is your number one, and he should be in this. Because if you think about another storyline, is Vasilevskiy, goaltender for Tampa Bay, Ben Bishop, Tampa goalie for Dallas Stars. Ben Bishop was the goaltender for Tampa Bay for a long time. Maybe there's some revenge there. You know, No, this is going to be a very tough series. Tampa Bay's got a lot of great players. They've done a good job on their back end, getting their defense to be stronger than it's been in years. It used to be that Tampa Bay was the team that could beat you with their offense and their speed and nothing more. And usually their offense was their best defense. That is not the case anymore. And that's going to be an interesting side note, because they did go out and get players to play good defense. And they pick up Pat Maroon from St. Louis last year. He's the only player that has a chance to win back-to-back cups. You know, he was on that St. Louis team that won last year, and now he's here playing with Tampa Bay. However, I didn't want to face him because he's the goaltender that did beat us in Game 7 of the second round last year. And, you know, we should have been in the Western Conference Final. But here, that's all in the past. We're in the Stanley Cup Final. We're doing a lot better than we did, and we're playing a lot stronger. And we're playing as a team, and it's remarkable. You know, the one thing is, you know, I'm so glad on a national stage that people get to know who Jamie Benn is. He is playing in a way that shows leadership and why he wears the C on his jersey. He's had 8 goals in this last series, and he's hitting and he's taking it to the players on the other team that are more physical, and he's doing it the right way. You know, I love Miro Heiskanen. We have speed with him. He can play a two-way game. He can play a 200-foot game like no other. But, you know, it's going to be tough, and I think this series does go 7 games, and I think we do win it in 7 games. I'm pretty sure there'll be some overtimes in this bout between these two teams. So, and on the other side, you have Braden Point, incredible forward, incredible scorer. You know, Victor Hedman's also coming in his own with the scoring. So we're just going to have to be super disciplined, even more so than we were in the previous series. I know we played Vegas tough, but there's going to be a lot. We're going to have a lot more discipline. And this is definitely a team you can't let have power plays. You got to stay out of the box. Of course, you always say that about every team, but in the East, I believe Tampa Bay had the best power play in the East. So that's something we gotta watch out for. I know we're gonna play hard, and we're gonna hit, and we're gonna be agitating, and that's all you want from your defense. But just make sure we do it smart this series. Anyway, these are the two teams that are playing. That's my little preview for Game 1. Tomorrow, Game 1 at 6:30 our time, 7:30 Eastern. It'll be on NBC. And I love the fact that Doc Emmerich and Eddie Olczyk will be the announcers. We actually get to put our game behind such wonderful broadcasting. It's exciting, y'all. The Dallas Stars are playing for Lord Stanley Cup. And we didn't touch our Campbell Bowl for a reason, because we only want one thing to touch. That's the Stanley Cup. I know that the Lightning did touch the Whales trophy last night, because they said they didn't care. They didn't want to be superstitious. But for me, I still feel the superstitious stuff has something to be noted for, because at the end of the day, there's only one thing you want to hoist up in the air with your teammates, and that's Lord Stanley's Cup. Our names to be on there forever. Anyway, this is the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute Stanley Cup Finals Edition, which I'm so happy to say that. Everyone have a great afternoon, and go Stars!